Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting third. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vito Tamulis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vito Tamulis. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Heath reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Mazzara picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mazzara. Heath scores. Hale moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Hale. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Vito Tamulis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamulis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tamulis moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazzara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Vito Tamulis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamulis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tamulis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazzara moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Mazzara scores. Tamulis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tamulis scores. West moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Solters picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Solters. West scores. Hefner moves to third. Clift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 5, Browns, 5. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale strikes out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 2 in the game. Solters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Solters moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzara. Larry reaches second base with a double. Galehouse moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Hale reaches second base with a double. Galehouse scores. Larry scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salters is walked intentionally. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Salters moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Vito Tamulis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamulis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tamulis hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters, who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Cole now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6 Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazzara is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larry is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soltis moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Averill moves to third. It's 10-6, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-6, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills pinch hits for Ed Cole. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Link now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Link fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.